The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Yeah, with Vectis Radio, it's Tuesday and we've got our, a new student in. So we've got to say good morning and welcome to Seb Zanardi. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, the Zanardi is, I guess, right, it was Italian, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And your dad, go on, tell us the story.
Yeah, it's from my dad's side. The family's from Florence in Italy, but my dad was born in Africa, but moved a bit between Italy and Africa, and then eventually came to this country.
Did you go back to Florence?
So we used to, yeah, before COVID, we used to go there every year.
Oh, wow. And you haven't been back since?
No, it's been a while. I need to go see the family.
Oh, you should. So you're how old are you? 17?
I'm 17, yeah.
And whereabouts are you on the island? Whereabouts?
Yeah,
are you
live in Cowes.
Okay, and what are you doing at the moment?
Well, I'm at college at the moment, going into my second year. I'm taking media, graphics and business, but I've found a real passion for media and I'm starting to really enjoy it.
See, media's huge, isn't
yeah.
it? There's so much that you can do. There's radio, there's TV, YouTubing and so on. Are you into all that as well?
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It's just really broad. It's lots of different things to do.
You're never bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day is completely different. So what sort of, are you sporty?
Yeah, I love basketball. I love to play at the park with my friends. I've been playing since I was quite young as well. So that's been a passion of mine.
Don't you have to be tall? I'm not saying you're short,
yeah.
But don't you, I mean, are you...
well, there's lots of different positions. But yeah, generally you have to be a bit taller. But I'm usually a bit faster, so I try and, you know, go around them, in between their legs and stuff.
Well, that's the way you're doing it, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Whenever I watch I grew up knowing the Harlem Globetrotters. Is that
oh, right,
it?
Yeah.
And you used to see them, and they're all different, you know, heights.
Yeah.
You had some tiny little fellas, and you had some big tall chaps as well. So, is there a big following for basketball here on the island?
Yeah, well, it's growing. I've noticed it's growing a lot recently, especially between the young ages, maybe around 14. I've seen a lot of like my friends' younger brothers. And siblings getting into it, a bit younger now. It's good to see.
Is there enough for young people?
I feel like there's not enough facilities or kind of places to go for people to pursue these kind of sports, especially because basketball is not as big in this country.
Wow, that's interesting. We'll talk more about what we're going to, you know, what the island needs in the next hour of the show. But so you've been playing basketball, you enjoy it, and so on.
Mm.
And any other sports? You play football as well?
I used to a bit younger, but I used to do a bit of rugby at Vectis. But yeah,
Vectis.
Where
are they?
Oh, it was in Wootton when I used to do it. I used to do a bit of tag rugby when I was younger.
Oh wow! So a bit of tag rugby.
Mm,
Do you ever play the real thing?
Yeah, I did for a few years, but
yeah.
I was a bit too small for that.
Yeah. How tall are you now, if you don't mind me asking? You're
about
17, basketball player. How tall are you?
About 5'8".
5'8". That's quite short, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of the same height as me.
Mm.
I'm sure you're slightly taller than me. So you must be about 5'9", 5'10". You've grown.
Maybe, yeah.
We'll put a little mark on the wall in a minute.
Yeah.
Are you into music?
Yeah, I like music.
What sort of music do you like?
I like sort of R&B, maybe a bit of hip-hop.
Go on, hit me with some bands, artists and so on.
I like some of the old artists, maybe from like the 90s, Nas.
Who?
MF Doom, they're sort of the underground kind of artists.
Oh, right, underground stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the last thing you listened to?
Oh, gosh.
I'm guessing you listened. I noticed you had an iPhone. Other phones are available, but I'm guessing you got, you know, Apple Music and so on. What was the last thing? If you were to open up your phone now, it would tell you what you played last. What was it?
Well, I don't know. It might have been. I think it might have been Brent Fires.
Brent Fires.
Yeah.
Brent Fires.
Yeah, he's sort of like a modern artist. He's a. Well, a modern version of R&B, a new outlook on it.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. Fascinating. What was the last thing you watched on TV?
Last thing I watched on TV? I'm really into sitcoms, like comedies. I really like that. I like to binge them. It's quite
right.
It's like my therapy for
I've got to ask you something then about comedies. Obviously, which one? But I saw one. Because my thoughts are... I mean, I think I was really spoiled, like a lot of people. We were spoiled with sitcoms that came out in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And some in the 90s, and ever since, you know, 2000s kicked in, there's not really a massive amount of comedies about what I would call proper sitcoms. But I did see one advertised the other day. It was something about being a dad. On BBC. I can't remember who was in it, and I thought I saw a clip of it, and I thought that doesn't look funny at all. It put me right. Otherwise, I would have watched it. But is there any comedies at the moment? What sort of comedies are you watching stuff around now, or are they old things?
Yeah, they're more maybe a bit older. I really liked How I Met Your Mother, but that was I would say more early 2000s.
Is that American?
Yeah, okay. I don't. There's a few English ones like Outnumbered. I really enjoyed that, yeah.
Love Outnumbered.
It's great.
Apparently they're bringing it back.
Are they?
Yeah, they're bringing it back with the same kids as well.
Oh, that would be interesting.
It will be fascinating, because they were all like hilariously funny, weren't they?
Mm, I really enjoyed that.
I mean, there was the eldest son who probably didn't get the laughs because he was older and grumpy, but the other two, the young lady and a brother, they were hilarious, and I thought the whole thing worked really, really well. I did read somewhere that they were bringing that back, whether it's for a one-off or a whole series, I don't know, but it's fascinating. And I do know that the lady that played Mum and the dad are actually together now in real life.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
There you go. There's some gossip. So what are the comedies? Come on.
I like some of the American ones, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Modern Family.